Hi,
Hi, Jess.
Hi.
Chevrolet.
Chevrolet.
I'm going to go ahead and mute.
All right, I'm going to start. Please join me in saying the Anabakoa. Anabakoa. Gedulat Shemimcha. Alafet Gimel Yutaf Tzadi. Abel Rinat Amcha Sagvenu.
Malka.
Aharenu. Nora. Kufre Shayan Sintet Nun. Nagibor. Dorshe Yehudcha Gevavat Shamrem Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin Barchem Tacharem Rachame Sikatcha Tamid Gamlem Betet Resh Zadi Taf Gimel Hasin Kadosh, Berov Tucha, Nael Adata, Petkufet, Tetunayim, Yahid Gee, Lamcha Pene, Zokre Kirushata, Yud Gimel Lamed, Pei Zayin Kuf. Shavachtenu kabel ushma tziakatenu yodea talumot shin kufat badiyuta. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum V'chanum, Eret Apayim, V'rav Chesed V'emet, Notzer Chesed L'alafim, Nosea Won Wafesha, V'chata'a V'nakei. We will now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing a verse from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. It comes from Parashah Yitro, but it's Pasuk 29. We'll start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud kudsha barichu ishkinte bidhilu erchimud hilud hilu erchimu. V'yachka l'shem yud he b'vav he. Yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael limud Torah mitzvah lasok Torah mitzvah v'ayinu amadonai Eloheinu aleinu maaseh yadenu kananeh aleinu maaseh yadenu kananehu Rabbi Abba amar bekama atar tane nandekucha Parichu koma diavid le'ela witata Olaihu kishot biovada Dikshot v'le'lach mila bialma Divae barnash V'dach yaleah mine yaulan haga Ve'yakalana dehakulu ovada Dikshot inun wikola istirif Ve'alma The year 5779, our current year, has the energy to become wiser. There are five verses in the Tanakh that connect to this energy. The first three of them have concealed within them the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Tet. The first of these three is Leviticus chapter 26, verse 18, that we will study. Concealed in this verse and the next two is the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Tet. The letters of this name are separated by two letters each. The next verse, Jack, I would suggest you mute your phones by pressing *6.
I did.
Well, I can still hear you, so you didn't. The second verse that we'll study is Isaiah chapter 36, verse 6. Hinei vatachta al mishenet hakane haratzut hazeh al mitraim asher yisameh ishalav uvaket v'kapo umkavaken paro melech mitraim l'kol habotim malav. And the third verse comes from the prophet Micha. It's chapter 6, verse 13. Wegam ani hecheleiti hakotecha ashmem al chatotecha. The fourth verse that we study starts with the letter He and ends with the letter Tet. It comes from the book of Isaiah. It's chapter 41, verse 25. Ha'iroti mitzafon v'ayat mimizrach shemesh yikra bishmi v'yavo Seganim kimo chomer, ukmo yotzer, irmas pit. And the fifth verse comes from the book of Job. It's chapter 41, verse 22.
Oh, no. Which class are you doing now?
Which class? I'm not clear on your question.
Are you doing a class? Like class 5, 6, 7?
I'm doing class 5 in the book Parsha Bo. Right now I'm doing the introductory connections that we do every class. And that handout is available on every page at the top of the page.
Okay.
So I'm in the book of Job, chapter 41, verse 22. This verse starts with the letter Taf and ends with the letter Tet. Ta ta ha do day ta here pa sa roots a lay teach. The year 5778 has the energy of bowing to Hashem in order to walk with Hashem. There are two verses that connect to this energy in the Tanakh. First of these two verses finding my location, so excuse me for a minute. Is the first verse that we study is 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 6. Concealed in this verse, disregard that. Vaishavam non vaishal vayavo hamelech liroto vayomer amnon el hamelech tavo natamar achoti utlavev le'enei shetei levivot v'evremi adah. The next verse, the second verse that connects to this energy is from Psalms. It's chapter 32, verse 5. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tashiv Ayin Het. These letters of this name are separated by three letters each. Chata Ti Odi Aha. Wawoni Loki Siti Amarti Ode Ale Pashai Ladonai Ohe Wahe Weatanasata Awon Khatati Sela. The year 5777 has the energy of the wake-up call as well as the year of the goats. There are two verses that connect to this energy as well. The first verse we study is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. Sod saduni katsipor oyevai inam. When we take the first letters of these words, we create Sats Ki Ak, which translates as appear like brothers. When we take the final letters, they can be permuted into Dir Yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. The second verse that we study connecting to this year of the wake-up is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tashin Ayin Zion. And these letters of this name are separated by seven letters each. Pin ba Adonai, Yohe Wahe, Elohechem Tadivaku, Kasher Asitem, Adayom Hazeh. The year 5776 is the energy of the pause that refreshes. There are two verses that connect to this energy as well. The first verse that we study is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim ha-yulimat v'lo yachlu lehavshit. Et kol ha'olot v'yehaskum achechem ha'levi ad kelod hamlacha v'yad yitkadshu ha'kohanim ki ha'levim yishrei levav le'yitkadesh me'ha'kohanim. There are 25 words in this verse. When we take the first letters, we're able to permute them into eight names of God. Here are the names. Adonai Yohewahe, Lalahe, Wawawa, Yolayo Alame, Hey, 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 Aka'a, Rekaha. The second verse that connects to this energy is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bichu v'Adonai Yohewahe Adead Kibiyah Yohe Adonai Yohewahe Surolami. The year 5775 has the energy of swallowing death forever. There are three verses that connect to this energy in the Tanakh. The first that we study is from Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishe mimeni, lo darpeni ad bili ruki. Next, we study 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru udu mikol hamachavo yiyam, asher yitzabe sham ushavtem elai el nachum, v'halachti yichem v'chayayim yeshlel, v'aretz v'hipasti, O Tov, call Alfe Yehuda. And the third verse is also from Job. It's chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanetzach yoved roav yom ruayo. The year 5774 has the energy of peace in the Middle East. There's only one verse in the Tanakh that connects to this energy. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wisamti makom le'ami le'Yisrael untati v'shata tata v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu v'nei avla la'anoto ka'asher barishona. We will now connect to the energy of the 72 names of God utilizing a tool of saying the letter out loud with its root vowel in sequence. Wahe wayo layo sayote alame mehe shilalahe aka akaheta hezayo alada. La awa hey hey ah Yoza la me be hey hey re yo hey ko me la a wa ka la yo la wa wa pe hey la nu la ha yo 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 me la hey 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 wa nu ta hey hey a a yo re ta she a hey re yo yo a wa me la ka be wa she re. Yo he wa la he he ka a sa wa ko me nu da a nu yo he a me re he a yo yo za he 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he sa a la re yo a shi la me yo he wa he wa da nu yo he he shi a me me. Nu nu wa nu yo ta me be he pe wa yo nu me me yo yo la he re he me sa re wa me be yo he he a nu wa me he yo ta me be me nu ko a yo a he be wa re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. We'll now connect to the 72 names that are revealed by the Tzaddikim using the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me me be shi la yo he anu a ka me ta he he yo anu da la he wa he be a yo ta la me re he he yo yo he me me. La wa wa he ka be yo, la yo wa pe nu la, nu me ha yo he wo yo, me nu he 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 wa, nu yo he he shi a yo re ta shi a he, re la yo a wa me la yo be wa he re, yo yo wa la he he ka a ko me nu da. Anu yo he wa me re he a yo he za he shi he me ka ha wa wa la yo yo he sa a la a re yo a wa la me ta he wa he wa da la yo he yo shi a la me nu he a nu wa ta me la he he a yo. Nu ko me ayo re la he be he me za re wa he be yo a he a la wa me za yo da he be me ka ko a la a he he wa re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. The Tzaddikim who chose to leave this day, which is the 29th day of Tibet, the last day of this month of Tibet, Rabbi Yehoshua Lieb Diskin, known as the Rav of Brisk, Rabbi Yerachmiel Yisrael Yitzhak of Alexander, known as the Yismach Yisrael, Rabbi Marcus Nosem Adler, Rabbi Meir Chodosh, Rabbi Daniel Levy, Rabbi Chaim Shamshon Suyatsikid, Rabbi Yitzhak Kaduri. Rabbi Kaduri was a well-known Mekubal. Is one of the visual revealed Mekubal in the latter generation. He passed away in 2006, and since then there has been a number of stories about him that imply what is typically considered a corruption. But he was always recognized prior to his death as being significantly honorable. Rabbi Kaduri ran the yeshiva that is known, well known as the yeshiva of the Kabbalists. And he chose one student. And that student was a younger man. Rabbi Kaduri was 108 years old when he died, or 105. There are disagreements as to the exact age. And his student was 56 when he died, approximately a month or two before Rabbi Kaduri passed. And essentially what happened, the shock of his student passing from a heart condition sent Rabbi Kaduri into the hospital. And that's where he passed after a few weeks of illness. Rabbi Kaduri had a very limited relationship with the Kabbalah Center, in that he had issued a promotion, the front pages of the Kabbalah Center Siddur based on the writings of the Ari, and the prayers, the prayer book of the Ari issued by the Kabbalah Center. But he wrote to take back his promotion page, his letter, and his explanation, as reported within the Kabbalah Center, his explanation had to do with pressure from his family for supporting such a organization that seemed to be so far outside of the mainstream. We will now say the two lines of the Shema, in case there are any in our community who have not yet said that. Please cover your eyes and lean slightly to the left as we say, Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad. And I'm utilizing the second line of the two lines as the eighth verse of the Anabakoah to ground any excess energy that we have brought into our space and our connecting to each one of us. I'm now going to connect to a meditation that you can find on the Unique Astrological Times links underneath the two pictures on the right of every page. It's the Ani meditation. It's a meditation that helps us to maintain connection to the central column of the Tree of Life. It helps to keep our lives and our attitudes in balance. It's the last link on the Astrological Times page. Malchut Yo'aheni Wayohe Yo'aheni Wayohe Yo'aheni Wayohe Yesod Yu'ahuni Wu'yohu Yu'ahuni Wu'yohu Yu'ahuni Wu'yohu Hod Yu'ahuni Wu'yohu Yu'ahuni Wu'yohu Yu'ahuni Wu'yohu Netzach Yi'ahini Wu'yohi Yi'ahini Wu'yohi Yi'ahini Wu'yohi Tiferet Yo Ahoni Wo Yoho Yo Ahoni Wo Yoho Yo Ahoni Wo Yoho. Yeah, me will. Yeah, me will. Yeah, me will. That's it. Yeah, honey, way your hair. Yeah, honey, way your hair. Yeah, honey, way your hair. Bina. Yeah, honey, way your hair. Yeah, honey, way your hair. Yeah, honey, way your hair. Papa. Yeah, honey, way your hair. Yeah, honey, way your hair. Yeah, honey, way your hair. Better. Yeah, honey, why yo, ha? Yeah, honey, why yo, ha? Yeah, honey, why yo, ha? We will now say the abridged Kaddish, which you can find also on the Unique Astrological Times link. It's about 2 inches down from the top. The Kaddish is acts as an elevator, both taking you up and taking you down. But it takes you down in a balanced way. I'm saying the Kaddish, this abridged Kaddish at this point, because it's part of the elevator leading to our, up to our class tonight. It gadal, it kadash me rabah. And we all say Amen. We all madi rakiru tevi amli malchute bechayecho nuviyomechon uvechaye dekol beit Yisrael. Vagala ubizman karim itbarach veishtabach veitpa'ar veitromam veitnase veitadar veitale veitalal shemei dekudsha ve'elal min kol birkata veshirata tushbechata ve'nechemata da'amiran bi'alma Yehe shlama rabba mitshamaya V'chaim aleinu v'al kol Yisrael V'imru amen Oseh shalom b'imro mal Hu yaseh shalom aleinu V'al kol Yisrael V'imru Tonight's class is a Zohar class on the Parashah of Bo. You can find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. The first row, the right-hand column, opens up to a list of all of the Parashahs. Scroll down to the third link under the Book of Shmot, Parashah Bo. And this is section 5 of Parashah Bo. It is a lengthy section. We will not finish it tonight. We will follow up on Thursday in our normal regular Zohar class time, continuing where we leave off tonight. And we still may not finish the whole Parashah. Excuse me, the whole section. In this year, in which case we will follow up and finish it next year. We will start with a L'shem Yichud, because when we say Baruch Shem, we are grounding the energy, including the aspect of the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud kud shabarichu ishkinte b'tchilu urchimu b'tchilu b'tchilu urchimu. Le'akta l'shem yudhe bavathe b'yichuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael limud Torah mitzvah la'asok Torah mitzvah v'yihino amadunai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei yadenu kananei aleinu ma'asei yadenu kananehu. Pasuk 93. V'hi b'chatzi b'layla, v'Hashem hikakol. V'kor v'gomer Rabbi Shiyayo, v'Rabbi Yosei Hawo. Azlei me'usha l'glud, v'chawa Rabbi Chiyayo. Rakiv b'chamra. Amar Rabbi Yosei, Neitiv ha-kavenat selei, Behamata, Zina ditzlota demincha v'tanenan. Leolam yehe adam zahir bitzlota. Demincha amai zahir mishum. Dehiyo shata detalya dina uvae barnash lekavna dateya nachat rabbi hiyayo witzale. The translation. And it came to pass that at midnight Hashem smote all the firstborn. Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Yossi were traveling from Usha to Lod, and Rabbi Chiya was riding on a donkey. Rabbi Yossi said, "Let us rest here and pray for the time for Mincha. The afternoon service has come, and we have learned that one should always be punctual about the Mincha service. Why does he have to be punctual? Because it is the time when judgment is impending over the world, and one must concentrate his mind." Rabbi Chiya got down from the donkey and prayed. My commentary. With Rabbi Ashlag's comments, the verse is clear as written. There is information given that is not needed to describe the mincha and that information. Students of Kabbalah can consider what is learned from the additional information. Pasuk 94. I always need to remember to remind the students. Questions are important, and questions are always to be asked. Interrupting the flow of the class is part of the process of learning. So feel free to ask your questions whenever they occur to you. Pasuk 94. Adahawo azle natashimcha leme alamarabishiyayo le rabbi yose amai at shatik. Amar Rabbi Yosei, Mistakel Havena Bedata, Delet Alma Mitkaima Ela Al Reshehom, Piyama Ireshe Ama Zakain, Tavli Alma, Tavli Ama. Wehi la zakain wavili alma wavili alma. The translation. While they were still traveling, the sun was setting. Rabbi Chiya said to Rabbi Yose, "Why are you silent?" Rabbi Yose said, "I was contemplating that the world exists only because of the leaders of the world. If the leaders of the world are righteous, it is good for the world and good for the people. If they are not righteous, woe to the world and woe to the people." My commentary. This verse seems clear as written. It also implies that the leaders have free choice, which is inconsistent with other Kabbalah teachings regarding leaders. verse 95. Excuse me. Amar Rabbi Chia Yovadai Kachu Minalan Ikti Raiti Et Kol Yisrael Nifoti Yam Al Haharim Itzon Asher Ein Lachen Roev Ayomer Hashem Lo Adonim Laile Yashuvu Ish Leveto Bishalom Yashuvu Yeshvu Mibae Leia Leveto Beveto Mibae Leia Dehabe Atrayu Kaime. The translation, Rabbi Akiva said, it is certainly so. How do we know? Because it is written, I saw all Israel scattered upon the mountains like sheep that have no shepherd. And Hashem said, these have no master. Let them return, therefore, every man to his house in peace. He asks, it says, Yashuvu, let them return, when it should say, Yeshvu, let them sit. And similarly, to his house, should say, in his house. For the people were in their abode, and where were they to return? My commentary. With Rabbi Ashlag's comments, the pasuk is clear as written. In the Chronicles verse, there are code words, such as mountains, usually meaning the Sephirot and the patriarchs. Perhaps also house refers to their wives and children. In my opinion, it may be referring to the higher spiritual level of their wives. Pasuk 96. Allah ki tanenan ire shadiyama lazakeyama mitasan tehoveya minalan dikti vayomer David wikomer hine anochi chatati vianochi eveti Ve'ele chatzon me'asu David chava Yisrael Savlu v'iresha v'yama mipas V'choveya ama mishte ezban T'hadina la'sharya alayhu diktiv Vayomer Hashem lo Adonim Laile filomar elu lahawo Reishin liyama mehayorcha Yashuvu ish leveto v'shalom Kulhu mishtezvan ireshehon Mita son Vafilu Yehoshaphat it gezar Alelait ansha Mishum di it chabar Beachav e lav hahu tzivalcha Dikti Vayesak Yehoshaphat. The translation. He answers, but this is what we learned. If the leader of the people is not worthy in his deeds, the people are caught in his sin. Whence do we know from the words? And David spoke, lo, I have sinned, and I have done perversely. But these sheep, what have they done? So David sinned and Israel suffered. If the chief of the people is caught in his sin, then the people is spared, as judgment no longer dwells upon them, as the passage says. And Hashem said, these have no master, meaning there are no leaders for the people, because Ahab was slain. Therefore, let them return, therefore, every man to his house in peace from the path. And even though judgment has ridden on them in this path, since their leader was slain and caught in his sin, they will return in peace. They are all saved if their leader is caught. It was decreed that because he joined with Ahab, even Jehoshaphat would have been punished, were it not for his crying, as it is written, and Jehoshaphat cried out. My commentary. So the house becomes a code word for the right path. Verse 97. Ad hawo az le ramash leya amru manavid inezil chasha leya inetiv dahawala hu satu meorcha yatbo yatbu techot. Ilanahad Beatbu Vahawo Amre Miladi Oraita Viladamiku. The translation. While they were still traveling, it became dark. They said, what shall we do? If we continue traveling, it is already dark, and if we stay in our place, it is frightening. They turned off from the road and sat under a tree. They rested and discussed Torah there and did not sleep. My commentary, the message is to turn to Torah when one is in darkness. Pasuk 98. Befal good leil yachamu hadayalta biavra kamayhu wachawat zavchat urmiyat kalin shamu tamu Rabbi Chiyayo v'Rabbi Yose v'izdazalu Shamu chad kala de machriza, v'imar mitarin kumu naimin, itaru almin oiz dimanu, lekadmut marechon, dehamarechon, mapik lega. Tehu hekaleya ishtas tash ah im sadikaya ikivu hekalo kulo omer kavod. The translation. At midnight, they saw a doe passing before them, shouting and crying out loud. When they heard it, Rabbi Shia and Rabbi Yossi got up and trembled. They heard a voice announcing and saying, those who are awake, rise, those who sleep, awake. Worlds, prepare for your master, for your master is going out to the Garden of Eden, which is his palace. Namely, Malchut, to delight with the righteous, as it is written. And in his temple, everyone speaks of his glory. My commentary, in my opinion, this verse is indicating the final redemption. Pasuk 99. Amar Rabbi Chiya Yo Hashta Pautu Bilel Yam Amash Bekalada Ukala Dinafak Ukapi Kail Rialta Bilela Witata Diktiv Ko Hashem Yeholel Ayalot Zaka Ahulakana Zakena Lemishmada. Rabbi Chiya said, now it is exactly midnight, and this voice that we heard is the voice that emerges and causes pain to the dough above, which is Malchut. And below, as it is written, the voice of Hashem makes the hinds to calve. Fortunate are we to hear this. My commentary. This verse is describing the potential unity of Malchut while it currently is perceived as separated. Unity can only come through the appreciation of the diversity. Pasuk 100. Utpachat se'razad mila b'shata d'kut shabaritu Itchaze al ginta koginta itkenash Willa meet Barash Meden, who may hide in Mabue Nafkin, Lekama Orchin, Ushvilin the High Ginta, Iskere Tirora, Behaye de Taman, meet Adnin Tadikaya. Min firu di alma diateu hai shata kun shabarifu itkele alaihu. The translation. Come and see the matter, the secret of the matter. At the time that the Holy One, blessed be He, is revealed over the garden, the whole garden gathers, namely all the righteous in the garden, but does not separate from Eden, which is Chachma. Springs emerge from this Eden, namely the illumination of Chachma. So many ways and paths for the conception of the righteous. This garden is called the bundle of life, where the righteous derive pleasure from the illumination of the world to come, the world that is coming. And at that time, the Holy One, blessed be He, reveals Himself to them. My commentary. With Rabbi Ashlag's comments, the verse is clear as written. It gives us an answer to the various questions asked in the previous Pesukim. Verse 101.
Yad v're'ach v'ribi yosei, amar rabi yosei, v'kamazim nimshayil Hikako bekor be'eretz Mitzrayim Amai lahawa bimama Yitgale lekol parsume Nisa v'amai matu kol inun chalashe dikavatar rechayayo veinun talyayo vibneyana vilamitu malke ufardashke veguvre kuhu malchin bene malchin rufinus vikarpar dashke atam itchaze gevurta vichachalita dileyatir mehai dahawayot umechebe dileyatir. The translation. Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Yossi sat down. Rabbi Yossi said, many a time I asked about the words, and it came to pass that at midnight Hashem smote all the firstborn in the land of Egypt. Why did this not happen by day, so the miracle would be visible to all? And why did all these weaklings behind the millstones and the lambs of the sheep die? And why did not only kings and princes and soldiers die, as it was by the episode of Sanherib, of which it is written, the angel of Hashem went out and smote the camp of Ashur? We learn that they were all kings, princes, ministers, and officers. And the might of a single messenger of the Holy One, blessed be He, was seen there even greater than this miracle that was done by His own hand. It seems that His miracle should have been even more great. My commentary. With Rabbi Ashlag's comments, the verse becomes clear as written. The questions asked are important to understand the spiritual system's workings. Verse 102. Amar leya yeot shalt vana la shemana midi behai vila ima aval Hazakena lekol chai v'archa itekan m'chaman ana shemana de Rabbi Shimon. Dar shivei matke shivakin ditveria Nezil gabeya yad vuad hawa Nahir yamama kad salek nehora Kamu yazle kad matu gabeya ishkehuhu Dahawa yati vsifra Agata beta bidea. The translation. He said to him, you asked well, and I have heard nothing about this, so I have nothing to say. But since we were worthy of all this, and the way was set before us, let us go to Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, as I have heard he is cleansing the marketplaces of the city of Tiberias. They stayed until daybreak. When it became light, they got up and went. When they reached him, they found him sitting with a book of homiletics in his hand. My commentary. We need to understand the meaning of the word homiletics. Here is some information from a Google search. Homiletics is from an old English word homily that refers to a sermon. Homiletics refers to the practice of preparing and preaching messages. In academic studies, homiletics fits within the area of practical theology or pastoral studies. As such, homiletics has historically been closely connected with church pastors and trainers of pastors. Homiletics consists of three main areas. The first area consists of biblical interpretation. Study of a particular passage or theme is required to develop the material necessary to effectively preach to an audience. The second area consists of the structure of the sermon. Books or homiletics usually focus primarily on this aspect. The structure includes developing a main theme for a sermon, an outline, supporting material, illustrations, introduction, conclusion, applications, and any visual aids or props involved in preparing for a message. The third area focuses on presentation or communication of the sermon. Once a biblical message has been studied and developed, it may also be effectively communicated to a particular audience. Communication can include a study of the particular audience, nonverbal communication such as clothing or gestures, and actual methods of verbal communication, even including one's accent, rate of speech, or enunciation. A fourth important and often neglected area should also be included in homiletics. This is the area of spiritual preparation. Unlike other speeches, a sermon's goal is to impact the spiritual life of its hearers. Good homiletics should also include much prayer for the sermon, the preacher, and its audience. In addition, the preacher must be spiritually prepared through how he lives his own life. The spiritual maturity of the audience must also be considered. Preaching to an audience of new believers, for example, is a much different dynamic than preaching to an audience of seminary students. Pasuk 103. And they are counted to him less than nothing and vanity. He asked since it said all nations before him are as are as nothing. Why is it written also, and they are counted to him less than nothing? And vanity. And he answers, I have learned the philosophies of all the nations of the world, whose faith is as nothing. They conceive neither the upper levels nor the lower. They place for themselves a faith of foolishness, and they are counted to him less than nothing, and vanity, like chaff that turns in the wind and rolls during the summer in the fields, empty, for it has no contents at all. This is the meaning of, and all the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing. My commentary. In my opinion, this is a criticism of all religions that do not deal with the higher spiritual system. And this is a good place to stop. We've run over time a little bit. Are there any questions? Tomorrow we have three classes. One is at 10:30 in the morning, West Coast time. This will be continuing our Mashiach birth pangs sessions classes. At 3 p.m. West Coast time, we have an advanced reincarnation class. And at 4 p.m. West Coast time, we will have our Rosh Chodesh Shabbat connection. Monday morning at 7 a.m., that's West Coast time, we will continue our Tanit Dibur, our fast of words, which includes our study of the Tehillim of the Psalms. Are there any questions? If not, I wish you all Shavua Tov, a good week, a week filled with peace and serenity for all. Shalom Gadol, Shalom to all.
Shalom. Thank you, Hannah.
Thank you.